That's us right there?
Oh, no, that's the video. The song?
It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That means you take a loss if you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. That's one interpretation, man, it say what it say. Gavin el tiempo. Entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento. La Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento. No te pierdas en doctrina como viento. Estudia y ora y aplica. Tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita. Escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas. Oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida. Nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, just be the word. It's the power hour. The learning hour. Tune in to your history. You know what it means to me. Power hour. The learning hour. You know what you do,
Power Hour. Shalom, shalom. This is a Power Hour here in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. I am Officer Issachar, and with me is
Shalom, Officer Nehemiah.
Hey, Shalom, Most High in Christ bless, Officer King.
Shalom, Most High in Christ bless, Soldier.
the reader, the famous Sam God. Hey, hey. How's everybody doing, everybody, today?
Oh, my God.
We got a great hour for you coming up, because this is a topic been in my spirit, because, I guess since I got a house high school, that's 20 years.
Oh,
damn,
my God.
20 years? Sheesh.
That's 20 years.
I got a little couple of extra, but what else?
That's 20 years, but... You notice the young crowd, how they're the
millennials.
The technology has changed
the
them.
The Gen Z.
Right? The Gen Z, yeah.
But with all that, the mindset has changed a lot. Like, I'm even in Christianity, how a lot of us grew up with, and just because it was a habit or it was a stigma of the way we raised, the way it looked, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Out in public, especially if you had your parents with you, it was different than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A lot of parents want to be friends to the kids.
Yeah.
That part.
They want to be best friends,
right?
You know what I mean? You notice. Well, I saw an image that I don't know if y'all saw that image one time. It was an image of some woman wanted to reenact the Spider-Man scene with their son.
Yeah.
Wow.
The 6-year-old son.
Wow.
She kissed him in the mouth.
Yeah. Can you pull that up, Michael?
Yeah. Hey, pull that thing up.
Whoa, come on.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Like, and this is what we're going to talk about today. You know, like the title is Promiscuous Woman. And we're going to get that real quick in the definition. But we're going to see that image comes up, Mike. But... I saw this and I was like, wow, this is like, you really like out here trying to dress. And then you seen it too, they dress their kids, the baby boys, like they want a man,
right?
With them skinnies, got them with them $50 haircuts.
Bruh.
You know what I mean? Got them J's on.
Tell you, it's that internet influence, man.
Yeah.
So
all this media and social media stuff,
part,
man, influencing all the minds of our people.
Yeah,
man.
That part. I was like, wow. I was like, man. And the bad part is the man's not there, because a lot of times we're there as fathers to stop something,
mm-hmm.
because we see it in the eyes of a man. Sometimes the woman don't see it as we see it, and how we roll in as a mindset. Did you have that image?
For it, sir.
Okay, that's fine. We don't. But I mean, pretty much it's come up, and I've seen that thing, and I was like, wow, like you really like kissing your son, like, you know, there's some things that just need a shouldn't be done. You know what I mean? They just, after a certain age, you don't, you know, you give a little kiss on the cheek and a sip. You know what I mean? That, but you ain't making out with your son.
You're right. Just doing it for views. That's all it is. Doing it for internet hype. That's what these sisters out here doing nowadays. Like you said, a man ain't going to allow that. He ain't going to allow stuff to go like that in his house. But the men out here, you know, are actually like weak-minded. That's why we got to have this.
There it is. There
that
is
part.
Like, yeah,
that
like,
part.
Yo, get bro. Like, you trying to fulfill his dreams and trying to fulfill his everything he wants. It's kind of like my mindset. You got to know how to stop a child. Like, a child, oh, mom, I want to wear a dress. And I want to wear, a boy says that, I want to wear high heels and stuff.
Right.
You got to nip that in the bud. You got to cut that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you're like, but then, no, I don't want to hurt his feelings. He's still figuring things out. He wants to choose who he is. We haven't said he's a female or a male.
Yeah, he's binary.
What do they call that when they when they're
born? Pronoun.
No, when they're born and they don't give a title yet.
Confusion.
Babylon. There's a term for it. So when a child's born, and you can't say, oh, it's she or he or, you know what I mean, gender reveal. You let them decide.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I'm gonna look it up. So, what are you trying to say? The minute that he wants to pick up a doll, or he wants to pick up a ball or something, then you just decide, oh, he's gonna be a boy.
Yeah, non-binary.
Yeah, that's binary.
Binary. Gender.
Yeah.
So that right there, that spirit right there, that is America right there to the fullest. That's Babylon the Great. That's the confusion here, mm-hmm. America. And the thing that irks me the most is that the typical American that votes,
mm-hmm.
probably a Christian, going to church every Sunday, they think they're going to get better. No, the scripture doesn't say that. This is Babylon the Great. It's going to get worse. And guess what? You're going to be for it. You're gonna be doing like, well, yeah, this guy's promotion. This president is promoting abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but you know what? He's gonna go give us a tax cut,
right?
And you're still gonna vote for him.
Yep.
And you're still gonna be behind that thing because guess what? You're never gonna know where to draw the line. Yeah, but you know what? The Democrats, they're doing something else. It's always gonna be something that's gonna push you more and more to what? Fulfill the prophecy. It's gonna happen.
Right.
That's why we vote. So let's get into it. Give me that definition that I asked for. Did you get that already?
Yeah, that's it. Right,
were they watching it?
No, not yet.
Michael,
we're
watching it?
I was waiting for you.
Sir. Okay, go ahead and play it. Go and play. I'm sorry. I thought they saw it. They're seeing what we're seeing.
Like 5 seconds. That part right there. Boy, no way, boy.
That's why our people need to be come back to the law. They just come out. They need to come back to order. See that? So, but let's go back. Let's get that definition. So before we start, so we understand what we're getting into.
you had a order.
Oh snap!
So
go ahead.
Promiscuous, having or characterized by many transient sexual relationships. Promiscuous. Teenagers.
So this is the woman that, guess what, starts having, at the young age, doesn't have a father, doesn't have a mother or mother, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. Could be vice versa. You know what I mean? Because sometimes when a father is busy, and as a single parent, he's dropping that daughter at different places. Like, hey, go stay with your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go with your cousins where they, you know, doing stupid stuff. Go stay with this, whoever can take care of her, because I got to work.
Right.
And then the father's probably still out there, you know, doing his thing at night. And what happens? They build up with the mindset, guess what? Once somebody on the opposite side or the same sex thinks that the sex is a type of love that you should be giving all the time to be accepted, then they start doing it. And then you start getting what they call body counts, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about death. You know what I mean?
Right.
No.
We had one brother with you know how they gone. They asked him, hey, how many body counts you got? Hey, you supposed to be asking.
Yeah, you supposed to be asking.
I know,
that,
right?
Hey,
what are you asking that for, bro?
What do you mean? He goes, man. I goes,
we'll talk about that.
Well, he didn't really die, and he's talking about, oh, that was, hey, dang, we ain't talking about
right.
Death.
Yeah, we ain't talking about that, bro.
But the body counts, meaning, guess what? How many sexual partners you've had in the past, and the thing is with that, people don't look at it, I guess, what, as something sacred. They don't look at it something we're going to be doing in marriage. Because give me that in Hebrews, because this is what the scripture says about
marriage.
The marriage.
Right.
It says marriage and all these things, and your mindset has to be where the scripture is. At the end of the day, we're building up the black man and the black and the Hispanic man, Native American man. Come back to their roots. Come back to the scriptures. Bible is designed for us to live according to God's laws. These laws were only given to us, nobody else.
That part's right.
We have to get in order before, guess what, the entire world gets back in order, right, back in its right cycle. Right.
They're
right
waiting now, on us to get in order.
We off cycle right now. We off cycle. Our men are out of cycle. Our women are out of cycle.
The children.
Everything that attaches to start with us is out of order. That's what we're building little by little back our nation and taking back the kingdom.
Right.
Go ahead.
This is the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge.
Showing you, guess what, when you live a life, sex life outside of marriage, you're going to, what, that judgment's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The most is going to judge you.
Right.
That's why you, as a individual, growing up, or you already older, or whatever, you got to come back and repent. Wherever you are right now, and you hearing this, you got to come back and repent and say, you know what? I have been living the lifestyle outside of the scriptures. I have been seeing things in the world as, guess what, a monkey see, monkey do. I see neighbors do it, so I'm going to do it. Well, we got to see in the scriptures what we're supposed to be doing with our forefathers. Search out our forefathers on that thing. Give me that first video.
Bring it out.
Give me that first video about that number count, because it's like, you know, and if you are this, I'm going to tell you this before we start. If you are this woman, and you, or you are this man, because this brother acts simp as hell, too. if you are this man, y'all need to repent.
Yep.
Y'all need to, we're here to repent. Guess what? It ain't over. Nobody, the Most High had threw the towel, and you breathing, and you know you broke every
that
single
part.
Commandment. You broke every single law in this scripture. Guess what? There's hope, still hope for you.
Yep.
You got to repent. You got to turn a new leaf.
Did you say it's hope for a hope?
It's a hope
okay,
for her.
Okay.
If she keeps the commandments and repents, it's a hope for her, right?
Right.
Go ahead. This is the brother that put it up. Go ahead.
Stop. Come back.
Yo, wait a minute.
Oh,
y'all hear
God.
That?
Yo. Oh, my God.
She stopped at 300.
Yo. 300.
300.
Hey, now you know what they say about brothers and sisters, right? When you ask them that body count stuff, right?
You got to multiply by
you
three.
You got to multiply that
if
thing.
If it's a
bro.
Woman, you got to multiply
you
that
know, thing. You know, hey, yo, yeah, with women, you multiply it.
Right.
With men,
man, you got to subtract.
You got to subtract.
Bro, and she said 300.
300.
Oh, my God.
Man.
300.
Go ahead.
That's NBA numbers.
Rewind it a little bit, just a little bit, just so you can hear, we can hear what you said again.
Keep processing.
Hey, pause. Yo, he don't even know how to act. He don't even know how to act. I'm telling you, man.
Oh,
I'm telling you, this brother right here, this brother was trying to be nice.
Yeah.
He being nice.
Like, well, how am I supposed to respond?
If that was my car, I would say, you got to step out.
Yeah, you
got to
go.
You got to go. You know what I mean?
You gotta go.
Somebody, I forgot I had a meeting today. You know what I mean? Come on, man. But
look at the time.
But because he a simp or he a whoremonger, he don't care. You know what? I'm gonna be 301.
Right. Right.
I'm gonna be 301. Right. Go ahead and play.
He's gonna put a calculator.
He's gonna put a calculator.
This brother,
bro, she's 25. She's 25, young, bro. That's young, bro. 25. He said, let me bring the calculator, man. God. He can't even do the numbers in his head.
Right.
He got to bring a calculator out?
Bruh,
yo, this is serious right here.
You know it's more because based on what she said, bro. She was like, about 300. I just stopped.
Yeah.
And then, when was that?
Right. And then what she's about to say, too, you don't understand why, too. Go ahead.
She said, oh, that's low.
By 18, is that what she, I'm understanding? Yeah. She already had 300?
That part.
Because
that
she
part,
said
that
she
part,
amped it up.
She turned all the way. So you got to multiply by 3.
So
she putting up NBA numbers like Kobe.
Yep. Go ahead and push play because this is the point I want right here. Go ahead. Rewind a little bit. You missed it.
Right there.
Bro, said she learned how to use the P.
Wait, put it back up there. I want to get some. Can we get that script? Give me
go ahead.
Proverbs 23.
You got to understand that she learned how to use her P. She learned how to use what? She learned the currency of
that part.
Of what the box is worth.
That right. part.
To right. men that are willing to pay for it, right? Go ahead.
23, 27. Give me that.
Yes, sir. This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 27. For a whore is a deep ditch.
Oh, my God.
And a strange woman is a narrow pit.
And at the bottom of that pit is a petri dish, because that sister right there, she's swimming in filth.
Bruh.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Bruh. And that's the thing about it is you brought it out earlier where marriage is honorable.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is honorable, meaning that sex in the box is honorable, right?
That part.
So she ain't looking at it. She's just throwing that thing out like it's a new flavor of potato chips, bro.
That part.
Because
the hell is this?
That part.
It is. And I think, and how would you say, in her mind, guess what? It might get more, she might do bigger things, you know, for it now because she know how to control it now.
Right.
But when she was young, I bet she's doing for a Happy Meal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is it doing a Happy Meal? Boom. You know.
Hey, don't forget, too, science has shown that every time a woman has sex with a man, he leaves a physical deposit. And that thing never goes away. So every brother or man that she's dealt with, a piece of that brother's spirit is in that sister right now. She's dealing with legions.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The mindset that you have to develop is in what we're doing, the mindset that you have to develop in the seeing sex as it is to come to this point to sell yourself like that. Because at the end of the day, this girl right here, she a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the prostitute in the was it 1919? Because she's a prostitute. She's not on the street. She might be on the street, you know, selling for money.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, she is selling it for whatever she wants. You know what I mean?
7-Eleven.
Because guess what? These men out here, I don't know if y'all know, but these men out here, they'll be like, you know what? I want a car. Oh, you want a car? Yeah. So let's go get you a car. If he got the money in his pocket, guess what? He gonna make the payments on it.
Right.
He gonna make the payments on it. You know what I mean? You want a Mercedes Benz? Guess what? Let's go get you one.
Because that's what they do these days. They trick men for what they want, and they just slide a little pee on the side. Crazy.
Yep. Go ahead.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 7, verse 10. And behold, there met him a woman.
Oh, not that one. I want the prostitute of the daughters.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, and verse 29.
We'll get the other one in a little bit.
Let me see that. Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 29. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness.
So this right here starts with you at home as a father and a mother. When you start dressing your little ones a certain way, when you start trying to dress them, a lot of times if you see that they dress them as adults.
Mm-hmm.
They want to put them in tight clothes. They want to put the little daughter ain't got no breasts, they got one that's showing cleavage.
Right. Don't make no damn sense, bro. Bro, bro, like you were saying, bro, you was like, you got to train them up, right? With it, with this day and age, you got to train them up with what they watching on TV, the phone in their hand, what they listening to, because you got all this media and things like that that control our people's minds, man.
And guess what? It's hard. It's hard to dodge those things because you see it out in public. You see on those things. But a lot of times, guess what? If you come to a movie that you want to watch, and guess what? There's people that are dressed in a certain way. Sometimes you got to pause that thing and say, hey, what are you thinking about their outfit?
Right.
What do you think of there? Well, you know what I mean? And they start coming, according to the scripture, that's the tire of a heart.
Hey, can I bring something out based on what you say? Give me that in Proverbs 22 and 16 real quick, because this is what Officer Ezekar is talking about. Mm-hmm. When you watching those movies and you watching those videos and you pausing it, that's the training purpose when it comes to the scriptures. Read that.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 16.
Uh-huh.
He that oppresseth...
No, Proverbs 22 and 6.
22 and 6. Yes, sir. This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
You see that? When he's old, he won't depart from it. So when you get up in age, like the sister in the video saying, when I was from 18, I learned how to use my pee.
Right.
No, she's going... You train up the sister right, she's going to learn how to cook, love her husband, like the things that we train here in Titus 2. She's going to learn how to be chaste, discreet, a keeper at home. Right.
Sober.
Not just learning how to use the pee. Right.
Yeah. Exactly right. Those things that you are training them, if they see the mom going out every single night with different men.
Right.
You know what I mean? Living a single life. Or they see, even guess what? They say they have the mother and father, but they see the father always out. And when he hear they fighting, but he's always out banging and dismissing different, you know, he sees different women, instead of their mom with them. And they thinking like, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can be out there just doing what you got to do. You know what I mean? Or he liked some things about those girls that are doing, you know what I mean? So those things, you got to realize that guess what? These kids are eating everything, all this information, like a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Can we get a? I want to get that what you just touched on. Sirach 42:9.
Okay.
All praise. Let's think about that.
Because that's the thing. Fathers play a very important role in the development of both children. Mm-hmm. He can prevent a son from being in the prison school to prison pipeline.
School to prison pipeline.
And a daughter from being a hoe and being a deep ditch. Give me that.
This is the book of Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha. Sirach chapter 42, verse 9. The father waketh for the daughter.
Uh-huh.
When no man knoweth,
uh-huh,
and the care for her taketh away sleep.
If he's out running around looking for somebody to get him to pee, how he at home making watch over his daughter?
Right.
Yep.
Read.
When she is young, lest she pass away the flower of her age.
He's supposed to instill that in her youth. Was that the end of that?
Mm-mm. Oh, sir.
Go ahead.
And being married, lest she should be hated.
Uh-huh. Now read 10. Watch this.
Verse 10. In her virginity, lest she should be defiled and gotten with child in her father's house.
Because everybody knows this is a new thing in the earth. When you came home with a baby, that was a shameful thing. They used to send you to Timbuktu, to Mount Kilimanjaro. Yep. You could not stay in your father's house when you having a baby out of wedlock.
You sent you down south, right?
Yeah. The scene down south. Yeah, for Judah, the scene down south, and Issachar, that scene in Mexico.
Yep.
Right.
I know a lot of people that went to Mexico. Where are they at? They in Mexico. They pregnant.
Right.
Now get verse 11, and that's the end what I want. Get verse 11.
Verse 11. Keep a sure watch over a shameless daughter.
Because a lot of these sisters now, like you said, they listen to the music, they watching television, and they being influenced by that, and they become shameless. Read.
Lest she make thee a laughing stock to thine enemies.
Because that part right there. All the brothers that you know that you are your friends or whatnot, it's like, oh, your daughter's this such and such, but they be seeing her out in the street.
Bro. Look at that. Look at this. The brother was literally, when she named her body count, he was he's making a sport of it. He's
making
joking.
A sport of
he's
it.
Like,
right.
Yo, he's like, wow. He's amazed by this thing, right?
Yeah, you got to be joking.
Right.
Right.
You
got to be joking. Like 300?
Right.
Like,
that's a laughing stock right there, bro.
Damn.
In the spirit on this one, right, this scripture right here, because you got to understand that you have to, your whole duty as a man to protect your family. And also, but more importantly, to protect your seed.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your seed. You got to have that joy when you present your daughter to his husband. Guess what you doing? You doing a solid for your brother.
Yep.
Facts.
You doing a solid for your brother. And like, you know what? Here, I'm giving you my daughter. Guess what? And I protect her and I raised her right. And guess what? I know that she for you. She meant for you. So take care of her. I ain't giving you just anything. You know what I mean? So that's why it's very important us as people to come back to God's laws.
Mm-hmm.
We have to come back.
That part.
There ain't no way that we can escape from this. Because guess what? Either we're going to go into curses or we're going to go into the blessings. And guess what? The time is up. The time is up. Well, guess what? We're gonna have to make a decision, and guess what? Follow one of those two things.
And you know, obviously, Issachar, a lot of folks will say, "Well, we were in slavery, and we went through the Willie Lynch debacle, and all of that." All of that is true. But guess what? It's 2022. When is the black man? Give me that Psalms 94.
Yep.
When is the black man going to rise up for the Most High? When is he gonna stand up and take his place and get his household back in order? We understand what happened to us. We can't use it as an excuse no more. Because the last thing I saw about 2,000 men walking down the street of Detroit, standing up saying we ain't in the church no more. We ain't selling drugs. We taking care of our households. That's what all black men need to do these days. Read that.
Psalms 92, sir.
94 and 16.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 94, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
Uh-huh.
Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?
The evildoers are the ones that's telling your daughters that it's okay to be talking about her body count. Her body count should be zero until she gets a husband.
That's right.
Go ahead. Was that it?
Yes, sir. All right, I'll praise.
I'll praise. Because what happens in time, because guess what? There's probably some sisters out there say, well, she's silly. She they ain't got no goals, ain't got no job, ain't got
right.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? There's some sisters out there, guess what? They got they working. They going to college. They're doing all these things. But guess what? On the side, they still get their numbers up.
Yep.
They ain't got no 300.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like, you know what? I don't want no man right now. I don't want him to. I don't want no baby to destroy my career. I want to continue to never depend on a man. When I get married, he better have his money. I'm going to have my money, and we're going to live separate. But guess what? They do that for so long. And guess when the times – that's what – give me the –
You want that video?
No, give me First Timothy.
First Timothy.
About younger woman
yeah,
married.
5 and 14. No, you're in the spirit. You're in the spirit. It's going to tie in what you –
Because people think that, guess what? Well, I don't want to get married so young because I'm just going to get divorced. A lot of times the reason they have that mindset because there's no confidence in what the scripture says. They don't have understand the covenant that the Most High has made with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the laws, they don't go in with, they go in there blind in marriage. They don't know what to do, how to do it, how to handle things,
mm-hmm.
what her purpose is and what the man purpose is. They don't understand those things. They're just gonna mimic off what the world tells them or what they saw in their parents, right? Go ahead.
This is the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 14. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully.
That part. Oh no, you living in the 1950s,
right?
You in the 1930s? Right. No, that's old, man.
Right. Right.
My abuelita did that.
Right.
That's my grandma's stuff. But get these new liberated women, guess what? We don't do that.
Yeah, we outside these
we
days.
We don't do that. I'm going to get myself a maid. I ain't going to do all those things. Read that again.
This is the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 14. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully.
Mm. So those things, guess what? It's a must. It's a must. Not to say that the woman can't work, but guess what? If you are not fulfilling your duties at the house as a wife, and because of the job is getting in the way, you need to quit.
That's
or you hard. Need to go to part-time. Because your whole duty is, guess what, a household. That's what it is.
That's Genesis 3:16.
That's what at the end of that's what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying that women shouldn't work. But if you understand the order, give me the order, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't
yeah.
understand the order.
Yeah, bring
they
it out.
They think that, guess what, it's 50-50 out here. They think that, guess what, the woman and the man are
right.
the same. Guess what? That's why there's a term, who wears the pants in the family?
That part.
So guess what? And the guess what? A lot of men, they scared it because they don't understand because they're the prize. They don't understand the guess what? They're the forefront leadership of what we're supposed to be taking care of and taking over this world. That's what we are. Our purpose is to take over this world.
That part.
And it's a spiritual battle. It's never going to be a physical. Go ahead.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 3. But I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head.
So there you go. There's the order right there. You got God, Christ, man, and woman.
Yes, sir.
Because we had to argue because it's in the same couple pages down. Where did the woman come from? Because it was the honorable. You from a woman?
It's 11 and yeah, I think jump up to 8. Yeah.
8. Verse 8.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 8. For the man is not of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I was born from a woman. What do we mean we're not from a man? We're going to read.
For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man.
The woman was created for the man, meaning a helpmeet.
Right.
Meaning, guess what? If you want to live until you're 40 and not get married with a man and help a man out, guess what? You've missed your mark. Your whole purpose of being on the earth, you don't burn it away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? You can still get married, but guess what? The chance of having a child is, guess what? Very, very low.
Bruh.
You ain't Sarah, right? You ain't Sarah. The most I'm going to come and knock on your door at 90 years old. Guess what? You're going to bear a child.
Yeah, right. A fresh carton of eggs.
I'm not saying that the most like you can't do it again. You're going to do it again. But guess what? That ain't happening every day. Not with these unrighteous women.
Right.
You understand that?
Can we get that, though? Because it said that the woman... It says that neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. To do what? Let me get Genesis. Genesis 3:16.
Yeah, there you go. Bring it out.
Watch this.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 16. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception.
Mm-hmm.
In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children.
Read.
And thy desire.
And what?
And thy desire.
This is why the woman was created. Let's not get it twisted. Read.
And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
He shall what?
He shall rule over thee.
That's it. Thus saith the Lord.
This is the purpose. Now, guess what? Just fall in your place.
Mm-hmm.
Fall in your place, fall in your order, because guess what? You can't change what the Most High has written, what he has prepared for you, and where he wants you to be at. He can't stop it. Because anything outside of that, guess what? You're going to fall into the curses, and he's going to chastise you until you get it right.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
He's going to bunk you around on top of the head until you get it right. Especially if the Most has called you to be an elect, and it has a purpose. Or guess what? Even this, guess what? He has a child that is called. You ever notice the Most High puts the right parents in the right order, and they give them their blessings? Because guess what? He put a seed in you that came out of you for a certain purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if your son's Jeremiah. You don't know if you're Hosea.
Right.
You don't know if he's Daniel. You don't know these prophets that are coming back. Y'all got to understand these things.
Right.
That's why when you got these women out here just doing the Plan B, doing the abortions, doing these things, those things, guess what? You never know. It's that cycle that keeps on going because you got rid of Jeremiah. Guess what? We got to wait another time where the Most High brings him back.
Up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh, man.
You got to understand that. Let's look at the sister right here. This sister right here, she's going to explain what she's going through and what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I don't know. I don't know if this sister has kids or not, but I'm sure it sounds like she's not. I don't think she's mentioned it. But
right.
It sounds like she's not. She doesn't. But go ahead and push play. This right here, it hitting her.
Mm-hmm.
It hitting her because guess what? Give me the portion. A portion of a woman, because he said something. Guess what? All the good men and women get married at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
That's not typically right, but you know what I mean. But this is what the scripture says, because guess what? There's an attraction. There's an attraction. Guess what? And it's what the Bible says. Give, you got it?
You got it.
You talking about Sirach 26? Or was
yeah,
it a
oh,
portion?
A portion. Of, okay.
Yeah, a portion.
Yeah,
of,
yeah, it's 26.
Let me see if I can find it. It's 26 and
23.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 26 and verse 23. Mm-hmm. A wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man, but a godly woman is given to him that feareth the Lord.
So guess what? The Most High is going to, if you wicked, guess what? He's going to give you a wicked woman.
No. You're right, bro. You heard what she said. I've been dating around and all this stuff, yeah, right there, and I haven't been able to do this and find. Bro, it's you.
The mind, because guess what? If you have a mindset, if you're a righteous woman, you're going to look for a righteous man.
Exactly.
You ain't going to waste all that time trying to be something, and guess what? Get something that's not there.
Right.
It doesn't add up. That doesn't add up. Jessa?
Yes. Can we get Ezekiel 16:44? Because I heard something very specific. She said, I have to depend on my mother and my sister. I didn't hear nothing about,
right,
you know, my father. Now, to be fair, her father could have passed away. But the way that sister was talking, I got an inkling. Let me get that.
Bro, I'm curious to know if her mom's single or not, right?
That's my point.
Go ahead.
Read that.
This is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verse 44.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, everyone that useth proverbs shall use this proverb against thee,
mm-hmm,
saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter.
Because we know, especially in our community, it's a ever revolving cycle. Women end up single with children. They dog out the men. All men are crap, just like she said. And so that goes from the mother. She raised her daughter up to think the same thing. She gets the same type of men, and you end up 40, 50 years old talking about, I wish I had a husband to take care of me after my surgery.
Yeah. You were saying earlier, we can tell that sister's loud.
She's loud. That's what I said. She's loud as a mug.
She's loud. She don't want to be up in the face.
That one.
She want to fight a man.
Mm-hmm.
She want to roll up with the pants. She, you know what I mean? And that's what it is. I'll praise you about that scripture. What are you looking at my notes or what? You got too many scriptures, but I'll praise you. Brought them out.
That's I'll praise.
One by one accord.
Right.
You gotta understand that you're going to produce the same way you act,
mm-hmm,
the things, the way you think. You're gonna produce daughters like that.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing for the men. You're gonna produce men like that same way.
But here's the thing: when you watch the video, mm-hmm, It's a lot of things you've heard from sisters is they don't take accountability.
That part.
She's not taking accountability for what she may have done not to find a husband.
Right.
And to correct herself. She said, I'm blaming, but it's just the bums I dated and all this stuff. Right. No, the things that you've been bringing out through this whole radio show is that we got to come back to this. If you follow this blueprint right here in the Bible, guess what? You're going to get a righteous husband, just like you read. Your wickedness has gotten you wickedness.
Right.
You reap what you sow, sister.
What comes with dating? Smashing.
Exactly.
Body counts.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
That part right there.
Come on, man.
They want to be in the club. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing with the women. You know, it's just once they learn how to use that pee and they want to go out clubbing, guess what? Because at the end of the day, we men know like, hey, you want to go out? Dang, that counts money.
That part.
my check was a little low, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get the new J's that drop, you know
right.
what I mean? Like, we got a different mindset. We're like, you know what I mean? But it's wet.
That
you know what I mean? The mindset changes, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, I thought you were going to get the new Jordans. Nah, bro.
Man.
Oh, see, Felicia see came happened, over.
Right.
Felicia came on over.
Right.
Came on over. That's the mindset. Guess what? The hormones have. You know what I mean? And guess what? If you ain't buying, she ain't staying.
Right,
you know what I mean?
True.
That's the prostitute. You ain't buying, she ain't staying. She gonna keep it moving. The brother with the deep pockets, that's where she gonna go.
Right.
That's like that man that go, those things that they do, the gold diggers in there when they
start,
the
gold digger prank.
It starts spitting the game, and all of a sudden you got a Lamborghini, you got a Lambo,
right.
You got a nice little fast car. You're like, ooh,
that's your your car.
Wait a minute,
pivot,
it ain't no wait. That ain't no rental. That's your car.
That's your car.
What
huh?
you do?
Right. What do you do? What's going on? You trying to go? I'm still trying to go to lunch. Wait a minute, I thought you had a boyfriend. Oh, he just a little something.
Right.
You
right. right.
You know what I mean? That mindset changes, and that's the way it is. And that's just that might be a joke. It might they might how would you say make that video happen,
right?
You know, act it out,
right?
But at the end of the day, that's how they act.
That's fact.
It's true.
That's how they act out there in these streets. You know what I mean? Let's go to what much time we got. I don't want to.
Like,
before
15,
I get that, Proverbs then. And get that Proverbs because it starts. It starts with small things.
Mm-hmm.
And as the children being raised, and even if a woman, is at that age, right? Ever, guess what? You gotta know that. Guess what? Things as the repentance, they had a smart. They start with small things. They start with small things that you have to be. It's seven. You get it right.
7 and 11, sir.
Yeah, let's do it. 7 and 11. It starts with the small things that you can do that are very easy, because repentance is a long road, but it is a possible road, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 7, verse 11.
No, you start at 10.
Verse 10. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot.
Can we start at 9? This
verse 9. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night.
You know what? Let's just cut the chase. We want to start there. You start at 6.
Yeah, start at 6. Yeah, for real, though.
We're going to get it in, bro. We got 5 minutes to get it in.
We're throwing darts at the men, too. You know,
yeah.
We got the men ain't getting right, the women ain't getting right.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that number 7 about to hit. Go ahead.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 7, verse 6. At the window of my house, I looked through my casement.
Mm-hmm.
And beheld among the simple ones.
Behind the who?
Among the simple ones.
Mm-hmm.
I discerned among the youths and a young man void of understanding.
So right there, this is a man with a void of understanding, right? And he's simple. I mean, he's stupid. He's stupid, and guess what? He's young.
Mm-hmm.
Those three
young,
things.
Dumb.
Guess what? No understanding, stupid, and young. That's what the women look for right there. That's why a lot of times you also see too.
You said it, bro. Let's get it out.
You got a 30-year-old that's chasing an 18-year-old,
yep.
Right? Because you know she getting to her peak, and guess what? He like a little rabbit. Guess what? That's what she's getting, right?
Exactly.
And guess what? That brother ain't really working that much. That's the brother that's trying to post up.
Never leave.
Trying to post up.
The little dilly burger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dilly burger. You know what I mean?
Little fries.
Right.
So that's what it is, right? And she goes, you know what? I'm going to give me one of them young ones. You know, that's what that is.
Oh, that Stella got a groove back.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Oh, my God.
Never saw it, but okay.
That may be some Judas stuff.
Yeah, that's some Judas stuff.
Verse 8.
That's Martin Lawrence?
No, that's Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett.
Oh, I'm thinking about that.
Yeah, with Tay Diggs.
Yeah, okay. That was based on a true story, by the way.
He was thinking a thin line between love and
hate. Yeah, that one. That one's crazy, too, bro.
Verse 8. Passing through the street near her corner, and he went.
Near her what?
Near her corner.
So she hanging. She posted up on the corner. Okay.
Waiting.
And he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the black and dark night.
Wait, stop. Let me put that right there. That's what y'all got brothers got to watch out. I don't know what it is about brothers and the nighttime. You be thinking about, oh, Felicia, what's she Felicia doing? Or were you thinking about an ex? Are you thinking about all these things? Because guess what? Well, every time we hear something, what are you doing? Why are you leaving at 10 o'clock at your house? You know what I mean? I saw a video. He said, hey, Pops, come borrow your keys. He said, my keys, what are you need my keys for? It's late. I'm trying to smash. Oh, here you go.
Oh, my God.
He was encouraging it.
Damn.
He already knew because, like, what you doing at 10 o'clock at night?
Right.
You know what you're going to do.
What they call that? That's booty call hours.
Yeah,
booty call hours. We don't call it.
Go ahead. Verse 10. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot.
Stop. This is big right here.
Bring it out.
This is very big because guess what? Y'all thinking. Attire of a harlot, because if you go to one of the young women that are dressed out of order and you ask them what is a prostitute's outfit, they're going to describe something else.
Right.
They're going to describe something else, and they're not going to describe what they're wearing.
Nope.
Because they got to look at themselves.
Yeah, because they're going to they're gonna call themselves a prostitute. But this right here, you got to understand what the prostitute is. And guess what? That's somebody revealing their skin, mm-hmm. right? Their cleavage, they don't have a dress on. They got tight pants, or they got a short skirt.
They're showing the whole shape of your body, your curves,
shape,
and a toe.
Things hanging out. They shouldn't be hanging out. You know what I mean?
That part.
Those, you gotta understand those things, man. Because even a harlot from back in the day, from the 1920s, 1930s, guess what? They just showed a little bit of skin,
mm-hmm.
like a little cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dress was a little high, and they consider that a harlot.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Because the imagery wasn't out there like it is now on TV and everything. We've been numb to see so much skin on TV. Because mm-hmm. we remember 30 years ago. When we were watching TV, you didn't see those things.
No, not at all. That was that late night after 1, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they've always said they call it rated X back in the 1930s.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was one scene in, it's a famous movie, Gone with the Wind.
Yep.
At the end, the reason why they call it a rated X movie is because he throws her on the hay. And she just falls back, but she ain't naked or anything. I mean, she's showing her little blouse under that shit. And then he says, frankly, I don't give a damn. That's what he said in the movie.
Damn.
That was a rated X movie. That was a rated X movie. So y'all got to understand that guess what the level that is now. You turn something out, they showing areolas and...
areolas.
That thing that you
friggin'
was talking about, that's rated G right
yeah.
now.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez, right.
Man.
Yeah. In Disney right there.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 10. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. Verse 11. She is loud and stubborn, abide not in her house.
That's what they say nowadays is we outside.
No, they outside. Hot girl summer.
Yeah.
Right? And they all in the club and everything.
That part.
They never at home. Go ahead.
Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner.
For a simp.
Go ahead. Verse 13. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee.
Because I saw you as a simp.
I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fire, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. For the good man is not at home.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ooh, what?
Whoa, whoa, what?
For the good man is not at home.
She got a whole husband.
He is gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed.
So check this out. She's saying, look, my husband ain't here. He's gone on a long journey. And that's an excuse that women use. He's neglecting me. You're never at home. So I'm finna go out and have a hot girl summer. That's what happens. When I was in the military, brothers would come home and they would literally walk in and they wives is up there cutting up.
Right.
And bro, you remember that, right?
Yes, sir.
It would be a lot of murder cases that would happen, especially like in Texas. And sometimes the brother get off because they call it like a crime of passion. He walk in, he see his wife in the middle of the act. He goes to the kitchen or he goes to where the Glock is at. Pow, pow. The brother get off. Mm-hmm. This is what we dealing with right here. Go ahead.
With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stock.
A simp.
Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hastes to the snare,
damn.
And knoweth not that it is for his life.
That sounds like an STD.
Why are you playing?
My God.
Y'all gotta understand that guess what, especially with this thing, because they you saw her that one of 300
yeah.
300 club
yeah. 300 club yeah. Right.
She probably 400 club, but
damn.
But you saw her, she happy or whatever, but guess what, hold that, give me the Deuteronomy 28.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 61?
Yeah, that's the one you 61. Want.
With the plague. Mm-hmm.
2861.
I got you.
Because y'all got to understand, this is the most I don't play. He said when these curses are going to come upon us because we broke commandments, they still going to come upon us.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 61. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed.
These sicknesses are going to happen to you. And because guess what? A lot of things don't come speedily. Guess what? Later on, you go into the doctor. What's wrong with you? What happened there? You know what I mean? Oh, you got what is it called? You got the pelvis cancer?
Is that like cervical cancer? What you talking about?
Cervical. It's people who have cancer in the pelvis. I don't know what it's called, but it's do with the vagina and stuff like that.
That's crazy.
Mm.
But y'all got to understand that the Most I don't play. And even guess what? Oh, she did, my grandma, she a old hoe. And that judgment's going to come. The Most High going to judge you. Guess what the Revelation says? There's a book written about you.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Your good works and your bad works. They're written on there. And the Most High's going to judge you for those things. Y'all got to understand that when we as people, we're trying to get our people right. Guess what? It starts in the home. It starts in the home, and it starts with the man and the woman, and is raising up in these laws. That's what we have to be doing every single day. This is not a part-time job. This is something – this ain't no how would you say, playing church?
Right.
Because so much in our life, we pay church. The reason why we pay church, because we never got the answers to our real questions in life.
Right. No, you're right.
Things were being taken care of. You know what I mean? All it was is kind of there's a collection plate and then just praying. But in the same scriptures that says, guess what? He's here, not a sinner. When you're breaking these commandments and you ain't keeping the laws of the Most High, guess what? He's not going to hear you. The Bible said that these prayers are an abomination,
mm-hmm.
Right? Did we finish that?
Yes, sir. We finished it.
Okay. Okay. Yes,
I got something.
Go ahead.
Give me Revelation 14 and 4.
Oh, okay.
Revelation 14 and 4, because I'm just going to keep it 1,000. At the end of the day, brothers, it's our fault. It's our fault because we ain't rising up and setting these women in order because we ain't in order. But the Most High is setting his army in order, and those are men. Watch this. Read that.
This is the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 4.
Uh-huh.
These are they which were not defiled with women.
These were they that were not defiled by women. That means you can't allow a woman to persuade you. You can't be out there simping. You are a man of the Lord. That means that you take all of your directions from your leadership and from Christ through this Bible. That's the same thing that happened to Adam. Adam simped out, and now all of us in the, we in the stuff we're dealing with right now.
That's what it said in 1 Corinthians.
That's
what
right.
We got to understand, the order of things. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians, it didn't say the woman is over the man.
That's right.
No, it said we go to Christ. Right?
That's it.
That's the order of things, right? So we can get everything in order. We're not built the same. It says the woman is the weaker vessel.
That part.
Right? That's why when you read the scriptures, it says that the woman's going to bring forth monsters when she raises up that generation, right?
Yep.
What's that?
Right.
Is that in Isaiah?
Three.
Give me that.
Give me that
real quick. That's why men, like, just going with your point, officer, the men have to rise up, like you said, and be against these workers of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we've given it into the hands of the women, right, that are raising these single-parent households. And look at what's happening. It's hot girl summer. It's body count is 300, I think, and
right.
All this stuff. Why read that?
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors.
Come on.
And women rule over them.
That part. Women rule over us. That's the problem. You got that. I guarantee you, listening to these videos that we have watched, where the sister don't have a husband, where the sister got a body count, guess mm-hmm. what? She's being raised by the mama. Because we went over this whole radio topic, right, about the men not being in the household or being absent out of the household. And that's what we doing here. We raising up families where the men is in the household. And guess what? It's not a hot girl summer. The father's waking up early to look
right.
after the daughter, right, to make sure her body count is what? Zero. Zero, which he goes and finds a husband, right?
Yeah, that's why it's very important for us to go out and teach in the streets, do videos like this and show these things, because guess what? There's proverbs, there's power in the tongue.
Right.
Right? And we preaching this. They never heard this life. life has not been poured into them. Guess what? It always been, it's okay. No correction has been shown in the church. So guess what? When somebody has an affair or whatever in the church, everybody just turn a blind eye.
Right.
That part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's all under Jesus. All right. You know what I mean? And they continue doing it. Right. That's why we have to understand that. Guess what? In these last days, we got to rise up as men, build ourselves up in the scripture. And when we're ready to teach in the streets, teach on the radio shows, teach when we get an opportunity to, guess what, to build our, you understand that. All right, so our minutes, last minutes are going to the end. Go ahead and make sure you subscribe.
Like and share.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We got
YouTube,
TikTok,
Twitter,
mm-hmm. all the social medias, we're out there. So, you know, if you're looking for a place to learn, guess what? We always have schools around the nation, around the world, too. You can go on there and go onto the website, IUIC. Oh, IsraelUnite.org.
IsraelUnite.org.
You can go on there. I was giving the email. Mm-hmm. IsraelUnite.org. Go out there. Or you can email us at the IUIC.Phoenix at IsraelUnite.org also. So with that, we say shalom.
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 Most High Christ bless.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwam Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwam Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, ay. And we been king since birth, ay, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay, ay. And they gon' get this work, ay, ay. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional people. The good gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot on the throat of the eagle, their tongues will confess that we the people. Cause my nation ain't never been feeble.
For the Southern Kingdom, my Yasharala. Hey, one nation,
this for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwam Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one, one,
I can't take one step without my brothers too. Vamos los muchachos, yeah, you know there's one for you. Me gusta arroz con pollo, tacos, chilangos, sipping on cervezas with all mi hermanos. Judah and Eve, from death to two kingdoms. Now we one nation over these heathens. Royalty bloodline, we be the choice vine. Better repent for you run out of time. My father gave me salt and the light, yeah, yeah. Be strong in the Lord and his might, yeah, yeah. Better be careful of fire. Change all your ways or you'll be desire, whoa. Gotta stay away from Satan, changing my mind, friend. Yeah, you know we dying daily, turning it up on a feast day. Put this on replay, no longer divided, cause we all
one nation. This was the Southern Kingdom, Kwam Yasharala. This was the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
This was the Southern Kingdom, Kwam Yasharala.
Her question, even though she was stripping or whatever, mm-hmm. she had that, like, I'm out. I'm about to get out.
She had a five-year plan.
Damn. Yeah, she's like, I'm going to get out or whatever, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, so, everybody has a five-year plan.
Yeah. I'm just trying to... I'm just going to do this for a little bit. If we doing flyers or whatever, I would like to be on the Power Hour on the Saturday to get yeah. my, you know, train me up.
Do I get a comeback?
I gotta build myself back, you know, from this. Get my head. This is kicking me off the Power Hour. Oh, you listen to that.